This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. The late U.S. Senator and war hero John McCain will be buried today at his alma mater, the U.S. Naval Academy. At a private memorial on Saturday in Washington's National Cathedral, Senator McCain's daughter, Megan, spoke.
The America of John McCain is generous and welcoming and bold. She is resourceful and confident and secure. She meets her responsibilities. She speaks quietly because she is strong. America does not boast because she has no need to. The America of John McCain has no need to be made great again because America was always great.
Former President Barack Obama also spoke, denouncing the current state of U.S. politics.
It's a politics that pretends to be brave and tough, but in fact is born of fear. John called on us to be bigger than that. He called on us to be better than that.
John McCain died last Saturday at the age of 81 after a year-long battle with brain cancer. The chief of the United Nations agency that helps Palestinian refugees has written an open letter to the refugees and the agency's staff following the announcement by the U.S. that it will stop its financial contribution to the agency. He said the U.S. decision will only strengthen their resolve to do all they can, whatever they need to do, to help Palestinian refugees. Arab media reporting warring militia in the Libyan capital have agreed to a ceasefire, but it's unclear if it will hold for long. Clashes were reported at Tripoli's only functioning airport. Militia fighters and several warring brigades fired multiple rounds of ammunition into the air around the Yarmouk military camp, the scene of bitter fighting in recent days. This is VOA News. Witnesses in the Somali capital say a car bomb exploded. It happened near a compound in Mogadishu's Hawaldog district today. Compound was used as the headquarters of the district. Witnesses say the suspected suicide car bomb destroyed most of the structure. Victims are believed to be under the rubble, Al-Shabaab claiming responsibility. The longest-serving NATO commander in Afghanistan stepping down today. Prior to his confirmation in 2016, U.S. General John Nicholson told Congress the campaign in Afghanistan had largely defined his service. VOA's Carla Babb has our report.
The fight for Afghanistan remains intense, with both the Taliban and Afghan security forces taking heavy casualties. As U.S. General John Nicholson relinquishes command of American and international forces, experts say they've seen no progress for either side. Under a new commander-in-chief, Nicholson pushed for a new strategy backed by an international troop increase, citing a shortfall of a few thousand. He said the additional troops would help put Afghan forces on the offensive through increasing Afghan air power and doubling the number of Afghan special forces within 4 years. Carla Babb, VOA News, The Pentagon.
Before stepping down, Nicholson said Russia's not giving up on its efforts to destabilize Afghanistan, and he said to drive divisions between the U.S. and its coalition partners. President Trump says there is no need to keep Canada in the North American Free Trade Agreement and warned Congress not to meddle with the trade negotiations. President said he stands tough on trade negotiations because other countries have taken advantage of the U.S.
China's ripping us off. Japan's ripping us off. Mexico's ripping us off. Canada's ripping us off. The whole world is ripping us off. There's nobody that's not ripping us off.
U.S. lawmakers warned a deal with Canada without Canada included might not get congressional approval. Dutch authorities are drawing some conclusions about the stabbing of a pair of Americans in Amsterdam. We get more now from AP's Ben Thomas.
Amsterdam City Hall says the suspect in this double stabbing of two American tourists in the Dutch capital had a terrorist motive. They've identified the suspect only as Jawad S., a 19-year-old Afghan citizen. Police shot and wounded the suspect after he allegedly carried out the attack at Amsterdam's main railway station. The Americans are recovering in a hospital. Their identities have not been released. The suspect is also hospitalized. Dutch officials say the suspect holds a German residency permit, and investigators in Germany have searched his home and seized data storage devices. I'm Ben Thomas.
And I'm Steve Norman, VOA News.
It's music time in Africa. Hello and welcome. I'm Heather Maxwell, your host of today's program, broadcasting from Washington. This is the Voice of America. The weekend is here, and it's time for music time. As most of you know, I've been broadcasting this show these past several weeks from Nigeria and Ghana. I hope you enjoyed those special broadcasts and features with artists and on-air personalities from there. But now I am back, and I'm here to return to my usual format of featuring Pan-African music. And today I've got a beautiful selection of tunes from Senegal, Cameroon, Algeria, Zimbabwe, Tunisia, South Africa and Sierra Leone, Kenya, and Ethiopia. And since I missed you all so much while I was on tour, I spent a lot of time this past week on my Facebook page catching up. I read your responses to one question I'd asked: who is your all-time favorite African artist? And wow, you guys really opened me up to some amazing music I've never heard before. So some I have, but some I haven't. So today I have a playlist that features many of your favorite artists. Also, my VOA mate Kwame Ofori joins me in presenting Song of the Week. And for those of you who love boxing, Prince Nesta has a special sporty song. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the music. Kicking it off already with one of a Facebook fan's favorite artists. Here's Longue Longue from Douala, Cameroon.
Jean-Baptiste, pour être baptisé. J'attends l'arrivée de Jésus, pour être sauvé. Chinois Yonko, Bertrand Tatinda, mes frères, écoutez-moi ça. Emma Mirabeau, mon frère à Christ, on abandonne pas ta Bible. Et fais tes prières. Prie, 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 prie. Car le diable n'est pas la prière.
Je ne mourrai pas, oh, je vivrai. Je ne mourrai pas, oh, je vivrai. Je ne mourrai pas, oh, je vivrai. Longa, longa, je ne mourrai pas, oh, je vivrai.
Yeah, hello everybody. So we're listening to Longue Longue. Now, this song was requested by, well, not the song, but the artist, by Florentine Kenko, or DKs from Douala, who says that Longue Longue is his favorite artist of all time. Now, this song I picked is called Je ne mourrai pas, or which in French means, in English it means, I won't die. And he's really singing about his faith in God and how, you know, one day he's going to live forever. So what's interesting about this artist, too, is he had a really, really super hard life. And he basically was selling water on the streets of Douala when he was a kid. And he was kind of an orphaned. So he's now one of the Cameroon's best, most famous and beloved artists. So he's a great success story. Anyway, Don DKs from Cameroon, I hope you're enjoying this.
Bamolanga, umama, bamolanga.
Right, that was Longue Longue with Je ne mourrai pas. He's from Cameroon, and that comes off his 2011 album, Abba Judah. I'm Heather Maxwell. This is Music Time in Africa. And next up, We've got African Fast Food. This song comes from Senegal by an artist, bass player, and amazing singer named Alou Nouad. Oh, love that. That's African Fast Food, a song from Alou Nouad's 2018 album called African Fast Food.
Music that will inspire you, motivate you, and ignite your dreams. This is Blessing Blechimanga from Zimbabwe, and you're listening to Music Time in Africa with Heather Maxwell.
So, hey everybody, this is Heather, and now another listener on Facebook. His name is Karine Aveo from Constantine, Algeria. He says that his favorite all-time artist is the late Cheb Hasni. Now, Cheb Hasni, I didn't know who he was, this artist, so I did some research, and listen to this. He was born number one in Algeria from Oran. He was a wry singer and popular across all of North Africa, having reached the height of his career in the late 80s and early 90s. Now, in 1994, the 26-year-old was gunned down outside his home in Iran by members of an Islamic fundamentalist terrorist group. He was one of the first Rai singers to be assassinated in the Algerian Civil War. That's all really interesting. But here's what's even more interesting about this particular song called Galu Hasni Mat. The song means, "They think I'm dead." And what's interesting is, he sang this song 2 years before he was assassinated because on one of his tours, when he went home, he heard the news of his own death. So there was fake news that he was killed. So when he got home, he hurried home laughing, but he saw that there was actually a tent outside the house that was there and the whole family was around honoring his death. So he was shocked because he arrived and people were mourning his death and he said, "I'm not dead." And I guess apparently he went straight into the studio and recorded this song. So let's listen to it. Yeah, so that was the late Cheb Hasni from Algeria with his 1992 song, Galu Hasni Mat, They Think I'm Dead. Hey, everybody, this is Heather Maxwell. We're inside Music Time in Africa. It's quarter past the hour now. And the next song is from Zimbabwe by a dynamite musician, Blessing Chimanga. Now, this song is called Dance to the Beat. It is brand new. It's coming off his new album. And next week, I have him on the show, so we'll hear all about him and listen to more of his music. But right now, let's get to Dance to the Beat. That was Dance to the Beat by Bled Chimanga from Zimbabwe. This is Heather Maxwell. You're inside Music Time in Africa. Hey, everybody. How you doing? So this next song is another Facebook fan's best, most cherished African musician of all time. It's from a fan named Kadiru Loup Rebel from Algiers, Algeria. He says his favorite all-time artist is Balti. Now, you know what? I also didn't know who Balti was, but he has millions and millions of followers, so he's pretty popular in Northern Africa. This song is probably one of his biggest hits. It's called Yalili, and it's a song that describes the status of young men and their suffering in ghettos in Tunisia. Parallel to that, it mentions that the status of some young children who get separated from their parents because of impoverished conditions, and also talks about how stepfathers sometimes mistreat their kids. In brief, this song, it talks about how life is hard for this one boy, and he's in one of these bad neighborhoods, and his parents are fighting, and he's in an unsafe situation. So he gets moved out to a different country, and he's singing this song, saying, "Mama,
I miss you. I'm sorry. I'm sorry I had to leave. Here it is, Yalili.
Yalili, Yalila, wish business ki lik yamma. Ugalu li lela, zghiru fi galbi ghamma. Hib entin, wadir alfouk, yhibu yqussu ljnahi. Uli dikrani makhnouk, minnik tali bismahi.
Huma kulla mwahla. دق 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 كل تشوف الدنيا كحلة سحرة قحلة
سحرة قحلة
دق 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 بس تشوف الدنيا أحلى والحومة مفحلة
والحومة مفحلة
دق 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 تستنى في عسل النحلة صابورة كحلة
صابورة كحلة
هسنا الطيار ورمى نافع قبل رحلة
yeah.
ضايع بين الحيوت وما لقيتش بلاصة حومة بين بلاد الهوت يما خلوني بشي خامس موت وحكموا ناس الراقة والكراسي بالهبوت يا نحب نشد الروت ونقلب المناظر نقلب وجهي من هنا يما ما نحب نعيش الأحياء بالموت نوفا كيما ولد الزارع بشي خاطب له
يا ليلي ويا ليلى وش باش نسقي لك يما وقالوا لي ليلى صغير وفي قلبي غمة حب الدين ودير الفوق يحبوا يقصوا لجناحي قولي ذكراني مخنوق منك طالي بسماحي
ريوس الرجالة ميلة
ميلة
رزنط بالتخمام وبشي خالم خاخم بيلة ولاد الحومة اشوات النمقيلة شرف العينين بالخير ما يشمس تفيلة حبوا يسوقونا كيف الزيلة ومربط في زريبة وخطوة السكين مكيلة يحبوك بري ما عندك شي عيلة نعيشوا في سيستام حكمه ولاد المتحيلة يحبوك غايب على الوجود ساكت على حقك وراضي باللي يحبو موجود يما تجري وماك شخالت على القوت شخال ولاد الحومة قطع قطع من الحدود سيدو في قفصك مربوط وذبع مسيب وزيدك لك عشاك يما حبوك قاعد في زنقة مرفوض والمستقبل اللي تشوف فيه متعدي بحذك
يا ليلي ويا ليلى وش باش نسقي لك يما وقالوا لي ليلى صغير وفي قلبي غمة حب الدين ودير الفوق يحبوا يقصوا لجناحي قولي ذكراني مخنوق منك طالي بسماحي
يا ليلي
نشتيلك يما وقالوا لي للا صغير وفي قلبي غمة حب الدير ودير الفوق يحبوا يقصوا لجناحي قولي ذكراني مخنوق منك طالي بسماحي
بلتي حمودة
Music time in Africa.
Awesome.
Tune in online for the live stream. Fridays okay. at 900 and Saturdays and Sundays awesome. At 900, 15, 20 and 2200 Universal Time. Go to voanews.com awesome. And click listen. Then choose VOA Africa.
All right. Hello, everybody. So that last song we heard was Yalili from Tunisia by Balti featuring Hamouda. And now we're going to South Africa with Mafiki Zolo. Here's a new song, Love Potion.
Did you pour me a love potion, oh
stop thinking about you. Undenza Antonio, kuthenga la lebusuku. Esthandwa sami, baby, I've been thinking about you. Undenza Antonio, kuthenga la lebusuku. Esthandwa sami.
Baby, there's no one but you. All that I need, baby, it's you, you, you. Oh, yeah, yeah. Without you, stand with some. I'm thinking about you. Di kala ni teta ni teta ngawe, kala ni pupa ngawe. Oh yeah yeah yeah. Oh, did he send Odina? I just can't stop thinking about you. Baby, there's no one but you. Go by, you give me the juice. You bring me the juice. Undenza Antonina, I just can't stop thinking about you. Undenza Antonio, kuthenga la lebusuku.
Oh, man, that was beautiful. Love Potion. Mafiki Zolo 2017, South Africa. This is Heather Maxwell, and guess what is next? Song of the Week.
And this is the Song of the Week.
All right. Hey, Kwame.
Hey, hey, hey.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good.
We're back again.
We're back again now. Mm-hmm. We're getting used to it again.
Of course.
I know you missed me, but when I was tromping around on your territory over there in Ghana.
I will not admit. Neither will I acknowledge this.
All right, whatever. Let's get to the Song of the Week. So the Song of the Week is Most High by Flavor. And it was actually a Facebook fan's suggestion. He said Flavor was his favorite artist, but I picked the song Most High because this feature singer on the song is unbelievable. And this little kid, his name is Sema G. Wefor from Liberia. And so, well, you can tell the story. You know it as well as I do.
Well, when I first saw the kid, I saw Flavor was introducing him like almost on every stage that he was on. And it made people wonder, who is this kid? And anytime he came on, he would sing a gospel song, something that like an interlude Flavor would add to his live performances. Later, we realized Flavor had actually adopted the boy. He did a show in Liberia and he just fell in love with the boy's voice, his whole aura. And now the boy can call Flavor his father, really. He lives with him and everything.
It's amazing. But the voice, just listen to this song, Most High.
Hello, Peter.
tell me, say me kind of hope that everything's gonna be okay. You are the father to the fatherless, the miracle working God. You make the blind man to see. You made the crippled man to walk. You are the lily of Galilee. You make impossible possible.
Mama, to gym on a Tuesday, then to the studio on Wednesday. I work it out till Thursday morning. I be chilling on a Friday. I play some shows on Saturday. If you ask me what my best day is, it's when I praise you on Sunday morning. I got my truth in my mind.
It's gorgeous, huh?
Yeah, very beautiful music right there.
You know, it's funny that two songs in this show are singing about God. I didn't do that on purpose, but Longe Longe in the very beginning and now Flavor. But he normally doesn't sing, you know, spiritual songs, does he?
Flavor. Yeah, for Flavor, I mean, usually he does. He would do an inspirational song here or there or, you know, an uplifting song like Ada Ada. Mm-hmm. But for this one, I noticed this kid has had an impact on him in the sense that now we've seen Flavor release a gospel song. And when you watch him and the boy work together, you can see how much the boy influences Flavor. Flavor is very emotional about this boy. And we can't wait to see exactly how he channels his career with the boy.
I agree. And if you haven't watched the video, I encourage you all to watch it. It's beautiful. Once again, that song's called Most High by Flavor, featuring Sema G. Wefor. All right, so it's music time in Africa. Thank you, Kwame.
You're always welcome.
All right, so this was what?
Song of the week.
You know it. All right, so let's move on to Kenya. Here's Winyo with Odongo from his album Benga Blues.
Pile pile, ya vai makuya.
kocha hi awero hi awero wende giza madhi ya ora awero hi awero gende gi odongo ya wa kata minu abendo ye ya wadongo ya wa itago wia bile bile
from Mali. You are listening to Music Time in Africa avec my sister Maswell.
All right, yeah. So we are about to listen to this next song by Wizkid. And Kwame, as you know, just presented Song of the Week with me. He's still with me right here next to me. And he said, you're playing that song again? I said, no, but this time it's related to boxing.
How?
See, he pipes in because he just can't get over.
How? Because
well,
at the end of the day, Wizkid in that song is talking about where he's from, Jualegba, they know my story. So how is the relation between that and boxing?
See, the song is not, the relationship is not about the song itself, mm-hmm. but it's about how the song is used.
It better be.
Let's get to it. Prince Nesta, who, as you know, was here with us at VOA for quite a while, he presented this package, and let's listen to it.
Hey, Heather, thank you so much for that sweet introduction. Right now, I want to play you a song. This one is actually one of the favorite songs of British and boxing heavyweight champion Anthony Joshua, who, as we all know, is actually of Nigerian descent. I love Anthony Joshua as a boxing fan. And also one of the other things that makes me like Anthony Joshua is that he doesn't shy off from listening to songs done by Nigerian artists. When Anthony Joshua is not sparring in the ring or, you know, training, one of his favorite songs that he loves listening to is called Ojuelegba by Wizkid. And so this one is going to be my dedication to all boxing fans and to all boxers out there. Plus you, Anthony Joshua, we are dedicating to you this particular song right here on Music Time in Africa.
They know my story. From old dogs to you. I be hustling. Thanking God for life. Oh,
Well, Prince, Nesta, thank you. That was great. I really love the connection you made with this song and with the world of sports and boxing. Pretty cool. What do you think, Kwame? Now you understand, right? You get it.
Now I swallow my words. Yeah, I see the connection here. You know, basically, Ojulagba gives us that, you know, work hard and then you reap whatever work you put in. That's what Wizkid was trying to sell us. And obviously, Prince Nesta has sold us Anthony Joshua's story.
Right.
And I now get why he'll probably play this song anytime he goes into box.
I guess, I'm guessing that this boxer, Anthony Joshua, must have had that kind of a background as well. Do you know?
I'm not too sure, but I know definitely there'll be a deeper meaning to why he plays this song all the time. He being Nigerian, of a Nigerian heritage. Mm-hmm. So,
well, listen, everybody, you know, you heard the song. You can always comment, send me an email, get on Facebook, get on Twitter at Music Time Africa or Music Time in Africa Facebook page. And, you know, put in your two cents about this song and boxing. And if there's other music that you love that's connected to the sports world, I want to hear about it. I might play it. It's cool. Right?
Oh, of course.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Of course.
All right, this is Heather Maxwell, Music Time in Africa. And now we're going back to Cameroon, a U.S.-based female singer. We haven't heard any women yet in the whole show. Ooh. So, yeah, you weren't feeling it, but I was feeling the weight. I was missing it. So here is Akanji, and this is a 2018 single called Forever. Our hearts. All right. Hey, music lovers. So that was Forever by a singer called Akanji. She's from Cameroon. That was a 2018 single. Kwame's looking at me. How did you feel about that song, Kwame?
That voice took me places.
Yes.
Took me places.
Yeah.
She sings beautifully. I
think
so
too. And you know, she contacted me on, I think it was Facebook, and said, hey, hi, I'm an artist and I live in the Baltimore area, and check out my music. And you know what? Guys, when you have good music, if it's you or if it's someone else you know, and you think it's worthy of Music Time in Africa, send it. You know, I'm more than happy to listen to your stuff. Facebook, Music Time in Africa, Twitter. We listen, don't we, Kwame?
Oh, yes, we do. Everywhere. Twitter, Facebook, everywhere. Yeah. Just reach out. Even email.
Yes.
Just reach out and definitely Heather will take a listen.
Yeah.
And if it's good, it'll air on here.
Oh, yeah. All right, so this next and last song is also by an artist that is an all-time favorite by one of our Facebook fans. And his name is Lata Gamada. And he says that Akalu Hundessa is his favorite all-time artist. So I looked up this artist. I did not know who he was. He's from Ethiopia. And he's got 1,169,000 views on YouTube on this song alone. So
he's
you
a
guys,
popular person.
Yes, thank you, fans. You know, you teach me about music. I teach you, and we come together 1 hour every weekend and have a great time. So this song I picked is called Yira, and it's by Akalu Hundessa from Ethiopia. It's a single he released in 2017.
Shirani, Isa All right, that was Hira by Akalu Kundesa from Ethiopia. Thanks so much for joining me this weekend, everybody. I hope you enjoy the music. A special thank you to Kwame Ofori and Prince Nesta from right here inside the studios at VOA in Washington, D.C. And also a special thank you to our Facebook fans, Abdul Karim, Lata Gamada, Kadiru Loop Rebel, and also Karim Avio from Constantine, Algeria. Thanks so much. On our FM stations, we're live Saturday and Sunday at 1505 and 2005 Universal Time. We're also on shortwave radio Friday at 0905 Universal Time. And Saturdays and Sundays, 5 minutes past the hours of 09, 15, 20, and 2200 Universal Time. Finally, you can always reach us online anytime. Stay blessed, Africa. Stay beautiful.